Howdy, and welcome to Bob the Lector. I'm Bob. The purpose of this podcast is to inspire Catholic lectors to bring their proclamation of God's Word to life. This episode is for the March 15th Sunday Mass's first reading. It's the fourth Sunday of Lent, Year A. A reading from the first book of Samuel. The Lord said to Samuel, "Fill your horn with oil and be on your way. I am sending you to Jesse of Bethlehem, for I have chosen my king from among his sons." As Jesse and his sons came to the sacrifice, Samuel looked at Eliab and thought, "Surely the Lord's anointed is here before him." But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not judge from his appearance or from his lofty stature, because I have rejected him. Not as man sees does God see, because man sees the appearance, but the Lord looks into the heart." In the same way, Jesse presented seven sons before Samuel. But Samuel said to Jesse, "The Lord has not chosen any one of these." Then Samuel asked Jesse, "Are these all the sons you have?" Jesse replied, "There is still the youngest, who is tending the sheep." Samuel said to Jesse, "Send for him. We will not begin the sacrificial banquet until he arrives here." Jesse sent and had the young man brought to him. He was ruddy, a youth, handsome to behold, and making a splendid appearance. The Lord said, "There, anoint him, for this is the one." Then Samuel, with the horn of oil in hand, anointed David in the presence of his brothers. And from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord rushed upon David. The Word of the Lord. It's the fourth Sunday of Lent. We just passed the halfway mark on Thursday, which was the 20th day of Lent and the 23rd calendar day since Ash Wednesday. If you didn't know it, while Lent is 40 days, it excludes Sundays. So if you're one of those morally superior people that carries your Lenten sacrifice into Sundays, it's really 46 days. This is a long reading, and I want to be respectful of your time. So let's get to it, shall we? I always start my own lecture practice with preparation, which is not the external proclamation, but the internal discernment of the message. What is God saying here? What is His purpose? What is the meaning of this reading? Because if it doesn't mean anything to us, how can we as lectors make it mean anything to the congregation before us? Usually I aim for the heart, and how the reading connects with that part of our spiritual anatomy. But this is not a heart reading. This one aims for the head, because this is a dramatic story with a surprise ending. There are three speaking roles and a smattering of narrative action. They are, 1, the Lord speaks to Samuel. 2, Samuel speaks to Jesse, but once he also thinks to himself. Picture one of those cartoon thought bubbles. Of course, God reads Samuel's thoughts and responds. 3, Jesse speaks to Samuel. Some historic background is relevant. The books of Samuel span roughly 100 years from about 1070 to 970 BC. It includes Samuel, the last of the judges, through the kingships of Saul and David. Because of Saul's disobedience to God, the Lord revoked Saul's kingship after a mere 2 years. However, he continued to cling to his throne. So imagine the fear Samuel is facing, because Saul would kill him if he knew he was anointing a new king. God actually gives Samuel the alibi of taking a heifer, along with the ruse of offering a sacrifice. This is in verse 2 of our chapter, which is excluded from the reading. Don't you love the suspense and intrigue? So the best advice here is to tell this story in an exciting and energetic manner, injecting personality into the different characters' speaking parts. What lessons do you get from this reading? We start with, "The Lord said to Samuel, 'Fill your horn with oil and be on your way. I am sending you to Jesse of Bethlehem, for I have chosen my king from among his sons.'" Read the section in which the Lord is speaking with high energy and a quicker than normal pace. Emphasize Lord, fill, sending, Jesse, Bethlehem, chosen, and king. Insert a small pause after Jesse, as if the Lord is adding a descriptor to clarify which Jesse he is referring to. You know, the one in Bethlehem. Read this section in a tone that shows God issuing a command to Samuel. Immediately preceding our reading in the first part of verse 1, God chastises Samuel for still being attached to Saul, whom God rejected. So God's patience with Samuel is wearing thin. Reflect that in your delivery. Next we have, as Jesse and his sons came to the sacrifice, Samuel looked at Eliab and thought, surely the Lord's anointed is here before him. Slow your pace down a notch for this shift in the story. Don't read the last line like someone speaking, but as someone thinking reflectively, introspectively. Picture one of those cartoon thought bubbles. Samuel sees Eliab, Jesse's eldest, who's tall and looks pretty kingly, and thinks, this must be the guy. Interestingly, Saul was likewise tall, standing head and shoulders above the people, 1 Samuel 9:2 and 10:23. Based on this, Samuel thinks he knows God's preference. Emphasize looked, Eliab, surely, and before. Use an upward lilt when you say, before. Then, but the Lord said to Samuel, do not judge from his appearance or his lofty stature, because I have rejected him. Not as man sees does God see, because man sees the appearance, but the Lord looks into the heart. Read the Lord's part for what it is. He is smacking down Samuel. But in fairness to Samuel, he was following God's kingly template because in addition to Saul's height, there was no other Israelite more handsome than Saul. That's from 1 Samuel 9:2. Nonetheless, it's as if God is saying, don't forget your place. I choose, you anoint. Speak as God in a chastising manner. Emphasize the first Lord, not judge. Rejected, the first man, God. The second man, appearance. The second Lord, and heart. Then we have, in the same way, Jesse presented 7 sons before Samuel. But Samuel said to Jesse, the Lord has not chosen any one of these. While Samuel might not understand what God's looking for, he's committed to following his will. Change to a tone of dialogue for the last line when Samuel is speaking. Emphasize same, 7 sons, the second Samuel, the second Jesse, and any one. Use an upward lilt when saying, any one. The next section. Then Samuel asked Jesse, are these all the sons you have? Jesse replied, there is still the youngest, who is tending the sheep. Samuel said to Jesse, send for him. We will not begin the sacrificial banquet until he arrives here. This is the setup for the surprise ending. Emphasize all, youngest, sheep, send, and not. When you speak Jesse's reply, say youngest and tending the sheep dismissively as a put-down. Notice Jesse can't even be bothered to refer to his youngest son by name. Then next, Jesse sent and had the young man brought to him. He was ruddy, a youth, handsome to behold, and making a splendid appearance. Well, at least he's not tall. Maybe he'll hit a growth spurt. Okay, here we go. We're approaching the climax of the story, and we can feel the twist ending right around the corner. Make the people in the pews feel the excitement building. Emphasize scent, ruddy, youth, handsome, and splendid. Put a small pause after scent, ruddy, and youth. You can treat handsome as an adjective describing youth as it's written, with no pause, but I like treating ruddy, youth, and handsome as a 3-item list with pauses in between. Pick whichever treatment is most authentic for you. We close with, the Lord said, there, anoint him, for this is the one. Then Samuel, with a horn of oil in hand, anointed David in the presence of his brothers. And from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord rushed upon David. Read the section in which the Lord is speaking with the same high energy and a quicker-than-normal pace, just like God's opening dialogue. Use a commanding tone, but also, God seems genuinely excited, as if he's as surprised as everyone else at this unlikely choice of a king. Communicate that to your listeners. Emphasize there, him, this, one, Samuel, horn, that, and rushed. This ending comes out of left field. Culturally, it was always the eldest son who was the heir. But God repeatedly turns that paradigm on its head. Just like when Abel was favored over Cain, Jacob over Esau, and Joseph over his older brothers, the Lord picks David, the youngest of Jesse's sons, to be king. To add insult to injury, Samuel anoints him in the presence of his brothers. Insert a small pause after the second David and read, in the presence of his brothers, as the bitter pill that it is. Well, that's all for now. Thanks for listening. My hope is these ideas will help you find your authentic voice, so your proclamation of God's word will transform your listeners, whether they're in pain and broken or just going through the motions. Because the good news deserves great delivery. Visit us on the web at bobthelector.org, and we'll see you at the Ambos.